Peyton Manning and Pro Bowl selection have just about become synonymous. He's been to 12 of them, but this year's is different. Manning's selection to the 2013 AFC Pro Bowl team marks the first time in history a quarterback has received the honor after missing a full season. After watching football and then switching teams, going 13-3, it's been quite a year for Manning, but he still appreciates what it means to be at the Pro Bowl with the league's best players.
Well, it's certainly been a whirlwind year, and so, it's hard not to relax and enjoy yourself in beautiful Hawaii, and, our family's here, Eli's here, which is fun, and being with Coach Fox and all of our Denver staff, and like I said, reconnecting with Reggie Wayne, Jeff Saturday, Robert Mathis, Tim Jennings is an old teammate of mine. That's pretty neat. That's been pretty unique. We got 6 Tennessee Vols over here, which is kind of cool. So, yeah, I really enjoy getting to know the guys.
And there are the players who have known Manning for so long, the ones who helped him establish his legacy, his former teammates in Indianapolis. They saw things last season that others couldn't, the little things that indicated to them that Manning was going to be just fine.
I saw that, just in the offseason, just throwing and catching with him. I knew he was going to be fine. We had a couple of undisclosed locations where we threw the ball. I guess that was pretty unique. But I knew once he made his mind up to come back and play, I knew he was going to be all right, because that's how hard that he prepares in the training room, watching film, just at this game, period. So I'm happy to see him, happy to be here with him, and hopefully we can get some of them old connections back.
He knew it was going to be a process, and so you knew he wouldn't be where he wanted to be until kind of mid-year. And so I think just watching him kind of progress and watching what he was doing and how he was playing, you kind of watched him increase and get better each week. Not necessarily his own skills, but just fit in with the team and make the team what he wanted it to be. So, I think it took him probably till week 4 or 5 to really get in the groove. And then you saw him, man, and he turned it on, and he did some great things for Denver.
He turned it on, sure, setting several Broncos records, showing health-wise he was just fine. But it was all the way back during the preseason, week 1 against Chicago, when his brother Eli knew that Big Brother was ready to go.
I was just excited the first preseason game. I think everybody, was a little nervous, a little worried, not really knowing what it's going to look like. Hadn't seen him throw in preseason or anything. And, the first preseason game, he, kind of looked right, looked left, and threw a deep comeback on the left sideline. I said, all right, if you can make that throw, he's ready to play.
In Ko'olina, Hawaii, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.